I'm here with Tony Castaneda, and he's been a fixture of the Madison music and activism scene for more than 20 years. A former radio host and social justice activist, Tony is the percussionist and frontman of the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band, who has been getting Madison in a jazzy mood since 1998. Tony is here with us in the studio to talk about his current musical ventures, his weekly residency at the Carnal Bar, and upcoming projects. Tony, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
All right. Thank you very much for having me. This is a beautiful place. I can't believe how nice it looks up here. It's so cool looking over State Street on a Saturday night, all the stuff going on. You know, it's totally cool. I just wanted to correct you on a couple things. I am still a radio programmer.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I do. The Thursday Buzz on WORT Radio, which is a sister kind of radio of this place.
Okay.
I've been playing Latin jazz since 1977, 78, actually. We had another band. It was called Old Mecca that started in the late 70s. We did Latin jazz rock. We were the Madison's first Latin music band, Latin jazz rock band. It goes way back. You didn't know that, though.
No, that's way before my time.
Way before your time, Jane.
All right.
But anyhow. Yeah.
You're still the premier Latin jazz guy here today. So we just heard a little.
I'm the only one, too. So
we just heard a little clip from that song, Volando Alto.
Yes.
Which I know from my very rusty Spanish, like means flying high. Were you in that kind of state when you were writing that?
Well, no. I mean, just spiritually, maybe, as we were making that. That was from. And it's interesting that you guys were playing that, because that was actually our last recording that we did. And we just forgot to do another one after that until now. But that was like 2007. That's from our album Mambo or Muerte. Mm-hmm. And that's available on Bandcamp, if Bandcamp still exists.
Oh, yeah, it still exists. Yeah, that's how I got that.
All right, cool. Good job.
Okay.
well, at least it's not on MySpace.
Yeah. So anyway.
We didn't close our MySpace yet.
Yeah. My first question for you. Yes. How did you first get involved in music and discover jazz?
Well, when I was a youth, like a kid growing up in Racine, Wisconsin, my uncle, Nacio, was a talented musician, and he played in he was a member of some big Mexican music and Latin music orchestras, and this was in the 50s and 60s. So when I was a kid in about fifth grade, I had two older brothers, and I got some younger ones too, but he always wanted to get us into music and playing. And one of my brothers tried drums, didn't stick with it. Another brother, I think, tried trumpet and didn't stick with it. And when he got to me, he got me my first trumpet. So I dug it. I was into it. And yeah. I was playing. I was in a marching band, but I was also like in an orchestra type thing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I personally started playing music. It was trumpet was my instrument. The exposure to Latin music, though, came way back then when I was a youth, because my uncle's band would rehearse in the basement of my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. As we were kids going over there, and we'd always, you know, go down the basement, look through the door, that we'd get yelled at and whatever. And, mm-hmm. So that was my first exposure. I had an older brother who turned me into jazz, though, mm-hmm. later when I was a little bit older. And, one of the first jazz albums, if you will, I listened to was Cal Jader.
Yeah, Cal Jader.
Yes, Cal Jader.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on your Cardinal Bar shows.
Yes, you're right.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, why did you eventually stick with drums?
You mean congas, hand percussion?
Yes.
I don't know. I just started playing. I had one at the house, you know, and of course Santana was a big thing. Mm-hmm. And also was starting to listen when I was in high school to Eddie Palmieri and, of course, Cal Jader and that type of stuff. So I had a congo, beat up conga, and I would just play along to that stuff, really. So, mm-hmm. But I really didn't start playing in a band until I moved to Madison.
Okay. Yeah, let's get to know some of the other members of the Tony Castaneda Jazz Band. Like, there's one of them, like, when you see him, you can't miss him. He just sticks out right away. Like, tell us about your sax player and your main songwriter, Anders Fano.
Anders Fano.
Yeah, Anders Fano.
Anders. Mm-hmm. he joined the band. Well, our current band, we started in 1998. We formed at the Cardinal Bar. It was cigar night, as a matter of fact. And Sunday nights, Ricardo, the owner, Ricardo Gonzalez, asked us, you know, to come and play every Sunday, which we did. And it was just a trio at the time. It was Dave Stoller, myself, and the famous bass player, Dennis Oliver, at the time, who unfortunately got ill and he passed on. We took on Henry Boehm at that time. And Henry Boehm knew Henry Anders through another band, Tomato Box or something. And they were playing like avant-garde out there jazz type stuff. So that's how Anders got introduced to the band. On that album, he composed most of the songs, actually, on that one. But he's a prolific writer and player, as everybody in the band is. But Anders he played with Roscoe Mitchell and a lot of these jazz guys, real jazz guys. So, the rest of the band, we've kind of gone through a couple of changes, though, throughout the years.
Yeah.
Dave Stoller, of course, is still with the band. He's our keyboard player, and he's the last original member besides myself. Mm-hmm. Because our good friend Henny Boehm, who played bass with us for a long time, just left the band not too long ago, several months ago. Just had too many other things going on. Then we started playing with guitarist Luca Padnow also. Arnold Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we like to give the drummer some. Like, tell us about your timbale player.
All right, Arnold Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. I met Arnold, though, back in the 70s. He was the founder of the band Omeka, which I was in at that time. And we were Madison's first Latin band of all, you know, that was playing around. We'd play at the Union and at clubs and stuff, but we were the first ones that were actually, you know, played Latin jazz and Afro-Cuban music, you know, with congas and percussion and timbales. Arnold formed that band. Then he left for a while. He was in San Francisco for a good 40 years or so. And he came back maybe 10 years ago or so. And the first thing I did is I said, well, Arnold, you're in our band playing timbales. We needed a timbale player. So, so Arnold's in the band. And now Brad Townsend is our bass player. And so it's like a Luca Padnow guitar, Dave Stoller keyboards, Anders Fano sax, Arnold Gonzalez on timbales, and Brad Townsend on bass, and I play hand percussion, congas, bongos, whatever. Are we running out of time?
No, Tony, I wanted to know.
Oh.
You know, your Latin jazz bands, they've been performing nonstop for more than 2 decades, probably like 3 decades. Tell Coming us about starting the band, or just tell us about, like, really, you've been the constant over the years. Like, what's your band leader secret to longevity?
Well, musically. I think a lot of it is finding people, because they all played with me for a long time. Anders, Henry, Dave, you know, we like each other for the most part, and we go out and we can talk. We're all agreeable on a lot of things. Politics is very important, but our musical tastes, I guess, our sense of humor, and it's just a matter of, like, trusting your guys and you know, everybody gets to contribute and you got to be open. But yeah, it's, you know, we all know bands that go through change ups. Yeah. I love that my guys have stuck with me all this time, because it's a matter of trust, but it's also a matter of love, you know, for each other and caring, and we're involved with each other's families. And, you know, after these almost 30 years of being together, we've grown up together. So that's it.
Speaking of performing, like, a little red bird told me that your band plays a free show every Thursday night at the Cardinal Bar.
That's true. And that's another thing that helps, I think, keeping a band together is we, in 1998, we started a regular residency every Sunday night at the Cardinal Bar, which is at 418 East Wilson Street, downtown Madison. And we did that for like 12 to 15 years. I say that because there were some periods when we didn't do it, and there was different management changes and things like that. And that's good, because you just playing together every week, For one thing, you don't have to rehearse that much, rocker. I hate rehearsing, man, really. You know,
yeah. Learn like, a new song during the gig.
We do, that, exactly. And that's how we would do it. Somebody would bring a chart or somebody would say, hey, you guys, check this out. They drop it on, you know, listen to this song. I'll bring the chart on Sunday. Or sometimes they're just like, hey, do you know this song? Fortunately, a lot of the guys did know songs. But even new stuff and original stuff, we just try it. And, you know, after a couple of weeks, you got the song down. And being jazz, we're able to improvise and to, you know, we don't, everything does not have to be note for note, thank God, or in the same tempo all the time, or hopefully it's in the same key, but sometimes who knows? That helps. It always helps to have a regular gig, and we're happy for that. That's when we started at the Carnival. But then when the Carnival Bar reopened after 4 years of being closed, they asked us, you know, on that first week, they're like, well, we want you to do a residency again here every Thursday. And we're like, well, heck yeah, we'll love it. It's good.
I've heard you have a new album in the works.
Well, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, it's we've recorded about five tracks down at Audio for the Arts with our good friend Buzz. Y'all know Buzz.
Yeah, we know Buzz. Oh, yeah. We know him.
Y'all know Buzz. And he's engineering it, which is good. And we got some more things that we're going to lay down. It's a mixed combination of some covers, but also some original stuff, too. So
great. Okay, so how can we keep up with the Tony Castaneda Latin Jazz Band online?
I think we have a website.
I think you do have a website, too. Okay.
We're not too good at keeping it up. We need somebody to do that for us. Or maybe we should. I don't know. We do have a website. It's www.TonyCastaneda.com/LatinJazz. And you can go there. We do have a Facebook site, too, which we don't update either.
And you guys are on Bandcamp.
And we're on Bandcamp, which... Yeah, funny thing is we got... We lost the password. I had one of my sons set up the thing. He's in Dallas, and we can't find the password. So there's millions of dollars in our Bandcamp account, maybe. I doubt it, but one of these days we'll find that password and we'll be able to access whatever. But yeah, you can go there and look us up in our new album. It's going to be called 5 Minutes to Now.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep an eye out for that.
That'll be coming out. So
yeah. Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us on MaxSync Radio. We really appreciate it.
Okay, can I make one announcement real quick, both of you guys?
Sure. Oh, no,
wait, you're in charge now because you're at the...
Sure. announcement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you mentioned the Dave Benton thing, and Dave was a very sweet guy, and we all knew him in the Madison community if you've been around it for a long time. So they're having a little commemoration for him again Monday, October 13th at Tenney Park in the Pavilion from 3 to 7. However, Paul Black, who was also... a great musician around here. He passed about a month and a half ago or so, and we've been organizing a tribute to him. And we before Dave even passed on, we had something planned for the Crystal Corner Bar on the same day, Monday, October 13th. But ours starts at 7, where there's going to be some tributes to him, you know, spoken word tributes. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a big blues jam starting about 8:30 with some of the Madison's greatest, Paul Flipowitz, Andy Ewan, Mel Ford, Tony Kanan, Karen Heim, all these people, Frankie Lee, a bunch of musicians are going to come, and we're going to play a musical tribute to Paul Black, same day as Dave's thing, Monday, October 13th from 7 o'clock till who knows how late, at the Crystal Corner Bar, of course. So, hey, thanks a lot for having me down here, guys.
We got one more little clip that we're going to play.
All right.
It's from your track, I'm 4EP.
This is for Eddie Palmieri. We've had the opportunity to open up for some of the great Grammy-winning and play with them. People like Jerry Gonzalez, Poncho Sanchez. We open up for Eddie Palmieri. We open up for, you know, it's been an honor to go to be able to play and open up for these guys. So these guys are a classic. So this one is for EP. This is an Anders Fano tune. It's for Eddie Palmieri. Thank you very much.
Yeah, 4EP. You're listening to MaxSync Radio. We are local music.